Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Stephen Stowell said, "Great leaders find ways to connect with their people and help them fulfill their potential." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who connects with her people. Today's playmaker prides herself on her customer-first approach, team building, and problem solving. With us today is a CEO whose company was named Best Place to Work by the Dallas Business Journal in its first year. This great playmaker is Catherine Hale. Kate is founder and chief executive officer of Structured Building Solutions. Now, Kate has over 40 years of experience in the commercial construction and financial industries. Early in her career, Kate managed multi-million dollar commercial banking portfolios for several large private sector businesses. After a successful career in banking, she joined Southwest Vault Builders in 1993, spending over 24 years in numerous positions, including vice president. Under her stewardship, the company achieved record sales and revenue in 2016 and 17. Following the closure of Southwest Vault Builders in 2017, Kate's entrepreneur spirit led to the start of Structured Building Solutions in Carrollton, Texas. She developed Structured Building Solutions from the ground up, establishing it as the premier distributor of commercial construction materials. Well, Kate, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Well, I understand you went to South Carolina, University of South Carolina, but you're from upstate New York. Well, how does that together get you to Dallas, Texas?
It's a very long story, but I'll keep it short. I went to school in South Carolina, not going to lie, followed a young man there. And after graduating, came back to New York and got into banking. After many years, thought it'd be, my sister moved to Texas and she said, "Hey, you know, you need to come to Texas. This is where it's really booming. A lot of industry is, we're growing here. It's fantastic." So I packed up and came to Texas.
Now, was that with the company you were with prior to starting your business? Was that Southwest Vault Builders?
No, I came and stayed in banking, which was very different than New York. Texas, me too, just got branch banking. It was brand new. We'd had branch banking in New York forever, so it was a whole different culture change for me. And I was in banking. The owner of Southwest Vault approached me. He was one of my customers and asked me, would I be willing to come to work for him? I had to look at his loan portfolio. I didn't really, you know, when you're doing all that or deciding a major change, you want to look exactly what this company does. Is it going to be a fit? And so before I interviewed with him, I had his loan docs out and everything, and it was a good, solid company. And I thought, what a great opportunity.
Interesting. Many of the CEOs I interview had no plans to do what they're doing when they run their company. Here was the path you took,
right,
without really realizing it was happenstance.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, but I've heard many times people say, well, she was in the right place at the right time, or he was in the right place at the right time. I believe it's knowing. Everybody gets that opportunity. It's knowing you're in the right place at the right time, or willing to make that leap. Kind of scary. I had never been in commercial construction before, so you can imagine.
Well, it's also you setting yourself up mentally to be open to something like that.
Exactly.
And you obviously were.
Exactly.
And you presented yourself to your clients, and that's why one of your clients offered you the position.
Right. Exactly. One of the best decisions of my life.
Obviously, you would not have been here if that didn't happen.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about your business. It's Structured Building Solutions. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
We are a wholesaler of two major lines, Dow Chemical, Dow DuPont now, and glass steel, which is an FRP board that goes up on walls. We have a whole other lines of many products. I originally, we came from an industry where we did not only cold storage, but had the side of the building products. When the company dissolved because the owner was very, very sick and his widow didn't want to continue on even to sell it, when we decided to do this, we decided just to take the material part of it and maintain those strong relationships with our manufacturers.
So you were actually walking into position or starting a company where you had potential clients immediately.
Exactly. In fact, when all this was happening, we met with major vendors, and they were kind of scared because for many years they'd had a solid home with Southwest Vault, and they had their market share. And they were very frightened what was going to happen. So, you know, dinners were taking place, and Kate, what are you going to do? And at one point I thought, well, I'll just retire, you know, play with the grandkids. But I really thought about it and thought, what? This is an incredible opportunity. And so I got some warehouse space. It all happened. And when I tell you it happened in a weekend, it happened in a weekend. My customers never missed. They're getting their product. Everything went smoothly. There were times I was operating out of the front seat of my car before we were fully, you know, had a certificate of occupancy in my building. We have a great warehouse. It took us about 2 weeks to get it stocked. And so really, there was no bumps in the road. We just went from where we were, and it looks like we just picked up and moved over. Now, it sounds like it was just beautiful. It was one of the most stressful times of my life.
Many of the people I talk to have what's called paralysis by analysis. They will sit and they'll work on a project. I want to start this company. I have to get everything right before I start it. Here's my guess with this question. You went into this relatively blind, and you learned along the way. Is that correct?
That is correct. In fact, I can unload a 18-wheeler with a pallet jack.
Because you had to do that.
In high heels.
Wow.
And so I am very talented when it comes to that. It had been years since I actually sat down and took a sales order. And, you know, I was in different divisions. I had my hands in, and we call it the old company, but the company prior, in every division, cold storage, construction, to logistics. Now, the beauty is that I brought certain people with me that were just the core. They were the key people. And I went to my logistics director, and I said, look, here's the bottom line. I'm getting a warehouse on Monday. I think this is Saturday. I'm getting a warehouse on Monday, and we're going to start filling it with product. And he'd worked with me and for me for about 14 years. And I said, are you in? And he said, are you kidding? I've been practicing for 14 years for this moment. So when the core crew came over, everybody was doing everything. When I tell you, I didn't know how good I could clean a bathroom. You know, I mean, we were doing housekeeping until I could get everything in place. Now, you know... Thank goodness I have a janitorial crew that comes in. But, you know, you have 2 days to do something. You're doing everything.
It's amazing what happens when you are so focused on what you want. Everything comes to you, and you're basically attracting what you need to have, which you did.
Yes, it's so true. It is so true.
Let's talk about your culture for a moment. Quotation I read at the beginning had to do with connecting with people, and my guess is from what I've read about you that kind of culture is important to you, and also what you said when you're talking about developing your business, about bringing people along. So tell us about your company culture. How is Structure Building Solutions different from other companies?
Well, you know, I always see a big corporation, a large corporation, and we've even did this at our company prior. We would send our employees out on team building exercises, and they'd have a fun day, and oh, it was great. And for about 2 days, everybody was kind of high on the fun. But then the culture went back to, you know, negativity. I'm just going to use the word backbiting, and, you know, going after one another. And so what I found is they didn't reinforce it daily. They would decide, oh, it's a quarter, it's time to team build again. What I like to do is I like to have the positive energy walk in every day. You can have a bad day. People have bad days. However, I have a philosophy that you don't have the right to make your bad day someone else's bad day. So there are, and I've taken this from just reading in that, but you can just keep yourself kind of faked out, smiling and pretending long enough that your brain goes, hey, I think we're positive and happy today.
Fake it till you make it.
That's exactly right. And it's true. It works. So I'm not saying we have to all come in and just be, oh, so excited every day. But I think that you can either have stress at home or you can have stress at work. But it is very difficult to handle stress in both places. So I always tell my employees, even though, and I hate to say employees, they're my team. I mean, I'm one of them. We work so cohesively together. Because I always say, you know, if you're having stress at home, let this be your vacation. So, you know, come on a vacation for 8 hours. And I also like to do something at the end of the day. If we've had an unusually stressful day or there's been a lot going on, we take about 15 or 20 minutes and de-stress. And so we laugh, we talk about something that happened or something silly somebody said. Oh my gosh, can you believe that happened? Because you don't want to send people home all wired up and angry. You know, Zig Ziglar, and I'm going to go way, way back. I'm, you know, a big fan of Zig Ziglar and John Maxwell. But he had a saying or a brief story on who really kicked the cat. And I have, I don't know, it was 20, 25, 30 years ago I read that. And I never forget it. Who really did kick the cat? So I don't want to go home feeling wound up and angry. So when we're all out in the big bullpen and we're all laughing and people are just sitting on desks and somebody's grabbed some hot chocolate, we process the day. And if somebody needs some extra processing, we do that. And so I don't mind that productivity completely shuts down 30 minutes before our work day shuts down, because I think that's producing a better outcome.
Well, you, from what I understand, are literally knocking down the walls in your office.
Yes, I really am. I have to tell you, but many years ago, I learned that I needed to be over myself. I wasn't like, so I needed my office and I was very important.
The office of the CEO.
Yes, exactly. So I like to sit out with all the employees. We all like to work as a great team. So if somebody has a problem, I always say three heads are better than one. Let's all kind of converge on it. We don't think that you can't handle it. It's just that what if collectively we came up with a great decision? So we're knocking all of our walls down. We're going to have a completely open concept. And even accounting is going to be in the back part of the bullpen. And my younger employees hate it when I call it the bullpen. They're like, why do you keep calling it the bullpen? You know, but the open concept office. And right now, we have an office, but I've taken myself completely out of it. And I'm out with the group. I feel excited and stimulated, and they're young, and they've got great ideas.
Well, with all this talk about the culture, how you develop your business, how does this help your clientele?
Well, I am not going to be shy about telling you this. We are genuinely happy to talk to customers. We have great relationships with them. We know them personally. And many times when people walk in the door, we're so kind of want to have fun. We're very playful here. So we're starting to play with them. I have a customer that just when he's by, not by my area, he just stops in, sits down, and, you know, fills us in on his life, and he's not even getting any product. We're a fun. We like to play. We don't think we're all that serious, except when it comes to your product and what you need and getting you exactly the right product. Then we're serious.
How you take care of your clientele is very serious business, but you don't have to take it so seriously.
Exactly. Now, I like to be treated, you know, that old adage, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. But it is so true. I don't like walking into an office and feeling strange and confused about where I'm supposed to be and what I'm. So we greet people at the door. A lot of times we're like, hey, where have you been? You know, you're 5 minutes late, and they're laughing, and then it starts it. We do that on the phone.
And you have fun.
It just keeps building, and it's a positive energy. And so the customer feels it because, let's face it, we want him to feel positive about us. We like him. And the truth of the matter is that I have many customers that I genuinely care about. I know about their families or if they're having a bad day. And so, yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, Southwest Vault Builders let you start your company about 2017 when they were closing down.
Yes.
I would think that's a point in your career where everything started changing. But is there any other point in your career where all of a sudden you knew what you wanted to do and your life started changing, either positively or something negatively happened that made you more successful?
Yeah, I'm going to speak in terms of gender now. When I got into the construction field, it was a predominant gender that was, you know.
It's not a female business.
It just wasn't. And I'm not going to go on saying, oh, men treated me bad. That wasn't the case. It was their world. They had been in it. I mean, they didn't create it. They just were working in it. And so I remember thinking, I don't really have a voice. I don't have a voice. But, you know, being from upstate New York, I have a tendency to be a little mouthy. And I was in a meeting with all these men, and we were meeting in Houston, and we were trying to have a strategy. Competitors were in this meeting about what we were going to do to get more market share in the tri-state area. And I finally got the courage. This was probably about 20 years ago. And I finally got the courage to tell them. And I mean, I stuck with it, you know, like I always say, I'm like a little chihuahua. I'll grab onto your leg, pant leg, and I won't let go. And after I was done, we walked out, and a competitor looked at me, and he said, boy, you earned your seat at that table. And I decided that I had some preconceived notions that I shouldn't talk up in front of these men. They knew what they were doing. They didn't make me feel like that. And then I found that the more I asked questions, they loved to talk about what they know. And so I do have to tell you, that was an incredible, that meeting and him telling me, yes, you earned your place at this table. And then, you know, I think talking to project managers that I would work with and having them explain something to me, and they were gracious and loved to tell me about it. So those were some pivotal.
You're a lifelong learner. So from not having come from the construction business,
right,
you're learning by asking questions of the people that work in the business.
Exactly. And it's funny, but it's not like, oh, they think so much of themselves, they just want to talk.
Want to help you.
I like to talk about things I know. Mm-hmm. You know, ask me and I'll tell you. And so people were, especially in a very gender-based business, they were gracious to me about helping me. So
you've had a lot of help from a lot of people. Have you had any specific mentors that help direct you in the right direction?
Do you know, I'd like to say yes. I had this one incredible mentor, but the answer is not one specific mentor. I will tell you that when this business was closing, and it had been my life, it was, you know, I ate, slept, you know, this was my career. When it was closing, I went to a life coach, and she said to me, start the new business. And I went, oh, I don't know. Start the new business. So if I had to liken it, you know, any mentor, it would be this life coach that said, you need to start that business. what are you doing? You're wasting your money on me.
Well, she also said that to you because she knew you.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was actually saying what you wanted as she knew you as well as she probably did.
Exactly.
I'm sure you've experienced obstacles. You don't start a business without obstacles. You said you became very good at cleaning the restrooms. That's an obstacle you have to deal with. You also came from as you talked about, gender business. The construction business is a male-oriented field.
Right.
Any other additional obstacles that were big that helped you get to where you are right now?
Well, a bank believing in you and giving you a healthy line of credit.
I'm sure that helped that you came from the banking industry and knowing what they wanted.
That's exactly right. In fact, we were very familiar with a banker. I had dealt with bankers, so I immediately went to the banker and said, hey, I'm going to do this now on my own. And so that was frightening. I'd like to say, it just was. I knew exactly what I was doing. But the truth of the matter was every day, I would wake up scared to death. every night, I literally think, okay, what do I need to do tomorrow? What can really get this ship moving? And I'll tell you, it's funny, but I have a great sales director, and who came from the other company, and then we have a new addition, who was a captain in the Navy for 30 years and commanded ships, and Scott Dugan, and he's the balance of my I'm giggling, laughing, and trying to make everyone happy, and he's the getting the ship straight, so he handles all of that. And then the sales director has a tendency, Michael Dalton, he has a tendency to be more stay straight. And I'm kind of like, let's go here. Let's go here.
Well, to me, one of the assets of a great CEO is hiring great people.
Right.
Which
exactly.
You have obviously done.
I honestly, we have the best team here.
So what advice would you give man or woman who would be in a similar situation to you or that wanted to start a business? What advice would you give them as far as starting it?
I'm going to tell you the truth for me. Don't give in to your fear. Do not let fear dictate you. All my life in different situations, I didn't say this because I was afraid to. I just go for it. Nike, I remember when Nike came out with this marketing, just do it. And I think it was the best. And I think of it often. And so just do it.
Don't think
just
about
do. It. Just do. And you were talking about how you can just analyze and analyze and analyze until the opportunity has passed. No, there was no analyzing here. I mean, literally, we rented a space within a weekend and went for it.
How do you learn to swim? You just jump in the water and figure it out.
Well, apparently.
If you want it badly enough, you'll swim.
That's exactly right.
Well, should anybody have some interest in you and your company, where would they find more information?
You certainly can go to my website.
And that website I have here is sbuildsolutions.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And we also have started an online store, and it's an e-commerce store. If you'll just look up FRP or Dow or Styrofoam, it's going to take you straight to it.
So if someone is in the construction business, they want to find out more, they can go to sbuildsolutions.com.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, Kate, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you. You are definitely a playmaker, and a playmaker in sports is somebody that makes something happen, and you are definitely, and it sounds like on a day-to-day basis, you and your people are making things happen.
We are. Thank you.
We've just interviewed Catherine Hale. Kate is founder and chief executive officer of Structured Building Solutions. This has been a terrific show. Thank you all for listening to us and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.